This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name's Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvinia Brudge
and Christine Wong.
We're going to have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arv.
So it is up by 0.43% at 1,632 points. Active stocks are Pegasus Heights, Datasonic Group, and SCOMI Group. The ringgit is at 4.10 against the US dollar, 3.21 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.06 against the Sing dollar.
Lovely. Do we have any updates on Instagram?
We do indeed. Steve in HSL rates himself a 7 out of 10 on his email etiquette.
Wow.
He says he schedules emails to be sent later if it's outside office hours. Mm-hmm. Short and precise. Don't CC unnecessary people. Avoid negative tones. Be polite.
Oh. Mm. Do you use Grammarly in your emails? Have you used it?
No.
No?
No.
I've been using it recently because I had it as a plugin for whatever reason. And I don't use it to correct me, but I look at it when I don't know if you've used it before as a plugin.
I have used Grammarly before.
Have you used it before?
No.
I'm not a big fan of it.
No, I don't think it's that good after, in my opinion. But what it does, it gives you a little emoji to kind of tell you what your tone is like for the email or mm-hmm. whatever it is that you're writing. Just to see that kind of professional face at the end of it or a smiley face at the end of it. I just found that kind of useful. Sometimes.
Like a mood ring.
Almost like a mood ring, yeah. Huh. So it's like this email that you're sending has that happy tone to it or the professional tone to it or whatever. And the reason I'm talking about this is because Stephen has just said, what's the line between being professional and being true and writing an email? Arvin, you're the expert.
Oh, I'm the expert. Yeah. We should ask Shirley Taylor, who we just spoke to before.
We probably should.
We should, yeah.
She'll be back in a while if we ask her again, no doubt, offering us cake and things. We want to talk about emails again, how it's from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we said it before earlier on, people are still telling us that email is obsolete, that it can be replaced by Slack, by Teams, by Google Chat. Some folks even swear they can do more over instant messaging, or even better, some proclaim that Zoom, Google Hangout, Meet are the future, like I said, we were using email in the 1970s. We're going to be using it in the 2070s, I believe. So email's enemies, right, and that's what they are, claim it's a waste of time and energy and that it sucks the life out of your day or our day with countless messages morning, noon, and night that's always interrupting them. But hold that thought, you know, because you're likely to get another update from your WhatsApp, from your Zoom, from your Slack or something. And here's the thing. About all instant messaging programs, they've got one thing in common. They're constantly interrupting you, right? And guess what? This kind of program has been popping up on screens with pay attention to me for decades. So, and some of the first programs that some of us, you two not included, I'm talking about some of us who are a little bit further down the road, in terms of age.
Some nice of the first of programs. That's such an email line, though.
Right, exactly. Some of the first programs that some of us ever used were instant messaging programs, you know? And there's still people nowadays that still think that Slack is one of the greatest things since sliced bread. I think, and a lot of people think, that they've taken a bit of a step backwards with some of these messaging programs. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because you have to have Google Hangouts open. You have to have Zoom open. You have to have Skype open. Mm-hmm. You have to have WhatsApp open all at the same time. A few years ago, you could have one client open, and that one client would plug into all of these things, and all of your instant messaging stuff would be fed into one window. Mm-hmm. And that used to be great. Mm-hmm. Me and Jeff used to use it all the time. Now, and that's not natural, but if you look at email, unless you've got a demanding boss who expects you to respond to a message right this second, you can kind of ignore that email until you're ready to deal with it. And when you're ready to respond, you can take your time over it. You know, you can do a proper email. You can make sure you use just the right words. You can even spell it and grammar check your mistakes before it happens. Because some people, you know, have hit reply on their instant message without revealing
proofreading.
Proofreading, yeah. Mm-hmm. So an email is universal, and it didn't used to be. When you start out as somebody who uses email, depending on which protocol you use, depending on which email client it went to, one thing or another. But now everybody has an email client. They all use the same thing. And you don't have to worry about a whole bunch of other things with email as well. What time zone is somebody on? Schedule it. You know, instant messaging, you send it, And it's that, it obviously, instant messaging,
yep.
It gets there instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want to be receiving your 2 a.m. message on instant messenger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Schedule your emails. So there will always be a place for instant messaging, for Slack and for Zoom and for everybody else. But email is not going away. If you need fast and dirty messaging to get to your point across in a hurry, go on, use your instant messaging. But for work and real work, email, I think, is still the best way to go.
Mm.
That's my argument for it.
For it.
Yep.
You know how we I just realized that we talk about email etiquette and stuff, but there's also instant messaging etiquette.
Yep.
And I think that, like you mentioned, you know, there's so much that you can put into an email that you just cannot do on instant messaging. Like, don't write long-winded messages in WhatsApp about professional things, because it's just unprofessional.
I agree.
So, you know? Yeah, in terms of WhatsApp, what I find is that sometimes I do need to send, you know, a relatively long message or like explain something, right? And in that case, normally I will sort of break it down into like a couple of messages so that I can at least space it out and it's easier to read as opposed to just one long paragraph of
essay,
text, you know, like one wall of text. So at least, you know, there's that. But I agree, there's definitely like instant messaging etiquette as well, that, you know, we've seen the horror stories, right? We've seen, you know, those articles about people sending in job applications all over WhatsApp, but then they just go like, here's job app, give me job. Like, you would never talk like that in real life. And I think, generally speaking, when it comes to any sort of digital communication, a lot of it has to do with, first of all, think of the platform you're using. Second of all, use it as if you are just talking to them in real life, genuinely. I think that it boils down to just that, right? Just to be polite and concise and courteous as you would be if you were in person, shaking their hand, talking to them in real life.
What do you feel about people who use emojis in emails?
I use emojis in emails.
I think it's okay.
I think there's a time and a place. I think, you know, for me, it's more, let's say, within the company and also with clients or with people that I know are quite comfortable with that, that I have a rapport with, I think that's appropriate. With people that you don't know at all, I would stray away from until you've established that sort of rapport.
Even when I get an email now, even from some colleagues who I've known for a while, and this is just old school thinking, I know, before you call me a grumpy old man. When I get an email with an emoji in, I'm still a little bit like, because it's just the way that, it's just the way that we were kind of taught when we were younger. You know, email is that professional way of doing things. You know?
Yeah.
And even when I write out my, for the most part, when I write out my instant messages, WhatsApp, whatever, I capitalize, I punctuate, I do all of the things right. I don't use short forms very often. I don't know. It's got to be a generational thing.
Maybe you need to get with the times, man.
Whoa.
But you know, since you said that, you can also judge a company based on their emails. I just realized that if you get an email from like a company and it's like @gmail.com, that's a red flag.
Yes.
You know, if it doesn't have a domain name attached to it, that's a red flag. If there's Comic Sans in the email that's a red flag. The kind of fonts they use, the size of the font they use, the kind of signature they use, you know, an unrelated GIF.
Animated GIF at the end with flashing colors.
Which we don't do for other messaging platforms, but we do for emails.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, some strange people still out there. How would you rate your email etiquette at work? Let us know. We're polling over on Twitter. The options are formal and overly polite, casual and polite, informal and shorthand, or what etiquette? Let us know. Also, get us over on Instagram, of course, @BFM Radio. We're going to take a break. Lou Reed up next with Vicious here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.